Yo.
Yo.
How's your day been?
Great,
Why is my
great,
voice so
great here.
deep? My day's been splendid. Welcome back to Imagination Creates, everybody. And today we have a special guest with us. His name is Adi, and he is the creator of the podcast 99 Yards. Say hello, Adi.
What's going on, guys? What is going on? Yeah, I'm the host of the podcast 99 Yards. Go ahead and check that out if y'all want. I've been doing this for some time, and y'all wanted me to come here and talk to y'all. I wanted to talk about this, and I wanted to visit y'all show. Yeah, check it out, and that'd be interesting and fun to join y'all show as well.
Yep. So today we're gonna have some questions for Adi. We're gonna get his opinions on stuff, whether it's life, his upcoming, and on his struggles and stuff, and so on and so forth. Esteban, I think you want to go first with your question, right?
Yeah, sure, yeah. So like what was the whole why did you have the idea of starting a podcast?
Why did I have to start about it? First of all, really it wasn't even before COVID. It was during that Thanksgiving break before that COVID hit. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, I gotta get a podcast, because I didn't even know what Anchor was. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have a mic, I didn't have anything. I was like, it's gonna be a couple $100 to get started up, stuff like that, right? So I'm backing away. I'm listening to Spotify, right? And I guess they work with Anchor and stuff like that. And I get the ad about Anchor, and I'm like, wow, this actually, like, it was the same. It was the same within the 2 days. I think I got the idea of starting a podcast. I get that ad, so I'm like, let me look into it. And at first, I didn't know what to talk about, so I look into it more, and I started, like, I actually enjoyed it. Like, I did my first episode, I enjoyed it, right? Did the second episode, I enjoyed it, right? You know what I mean? So I
Yeah.
kept on doing that, and it was fun, right? So a lot of these people, they thought it was easy, and I don't remember if y'all remember, like, me and Dave came out the same night, or he dropped his episode the night after I dropped mine. Because remember I told y'all, me and him were talking, and we've been like, I actually came up with his old name for his podcast. It used to be Full Court Press. I came up with that, right? Me and him, we both had this plan. I told him about it that night that I told y'all, I was talking about it, because we'd be on the phone. I was telling him, bro, I want to start a podcast, right? This is before I found out about Anchor. I told him about Anchor. He's doing his thing now, right? But these guys, they thought it was like, everyone did it. Everyone, they tried creating their episodes, but they didn't like it, right? And they were stopping. But for me, it was like actually fun. Like I found joy out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, conversation. It's yeah.
Yeah, that sounds a lot. It sounds a lot like our upcoming of this podcast. Kind of the same thing. Me and Esteban talking on the phone, and we wanted to start one because we had like conversations that we liked, want to share with the world, and we just started one together rather than starting one apart like you and Dave. So, my question goes: did you experience any shortcomings or any negativity, anything that made you want to quit? And if so, how do you overcome that? How do you come overcome those obstacles?
So first off, I'm not in it for any, like, I'm not in here expecting me to get anything. You know what I mean? I'm not expecting money out of this. I'm not expecting 5 million subscribers on YouTube. I'm not here expecting none of that. I do have these benchmarks that I want to hit, but I'm not expecting anything to come along with it. So for me, I'm doing it out of passion. As I said, I'm finding it fun, and the reason I brought up the point where I had fun with it was because a lot of these people, they quit because they're doing it for something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're doing
And
it for the fame, the clout, the money, or maybe they just
exactly.
become unmotivated because of haters. So.
No, it's not even that. They just realize that it's tougher than what it seems. Think about it. To me, you listen to one of my podcasts and you hear it and you're like, this guy's just talking to himself. Like, bro, I can do this, right? They go ahead, and it's Anchor. You let me use a phone, bro. I was in a closet, a little closet with my phone, right? And that's where my first, like, 10 episodes came. Not even that. My first, like, 15 episodes were all from that same closet on my
Bro, could you
phone.
imagine his parents catching him in the closet? What are you doing in the closet?
Bro, no, I was, it's crazy, but I told my parents, like, thinking about it, like, now they're like, you really sat in a closet closet, and I'm a big guy. I'm 6'2", and that closet's like, it's like a, it's not even a walk-in closet, bro. It's a small closet.
Some shortcomings that came with it, like as I said, for me, whatever has come along hasn't been something that's driven me down or a reason for me to quit, right? It's been a reason for me to keep going. People keep thinking whenever I bring this up, I'm looking for something, I'm looking for cloud, whatever, but I'm not. And it's this guy, and we were early. This is a guy on TikTok, Raymark Smith. He has 900K right now, but I keep tagging him. He'll like, you know, it's just this hate. He just keeps trying to hate on us or on me.
Was it the guy that Dave had beef with?
Yeah, me and Dave actually right now. Dave's done. Like Dave, he's like, I'm not gonna get involved in that anymore. But me and him, like, we actually, like, he came onto one of my episodes, or not episodes, onto one of my TikToks and commented on one of my TikToks, stuff like, well, your podcast trash, stuff like that. So it's this hate, right, that from him, and that's probably my
And that
biggest.
Guy is, like, years older than you, right?
Bro, I know. Like, what are you doing? What do you have that against me so bad that you want to come onto my channel, right, and then try to hate, bro?
Relatively uncalled for, then.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Okay, I get that. Okay, I did tag him. I will admit, I did tag him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I tagged him on Instagram on another one of my posts, and he literally responded in 5 seconds. Not even joking, like 5 seconds. Like, I'm just wondering, like, it's funny because his biggest point was that he has so many DMs and everything. It was just funny to me, right? That he can't respond to every one of them, but he's responding to me. It's just funny, right?
Yeah.
But I think this hate, I don't want to say that I've been hated on because I'm not. I've seen love from a lot of people. A lot of people, you know, like, and whenever that happened, there was this one guy in my comment section. He was like, you know, this guy does have, like, he's talking to me, right? He told Frank, this guy does have a point, though. You're literally hating on a guy that's trying to come up in this, and, you know, it's all that. So whatever does come, I just find a way to use it as another reason to keep going, you know what I mean?
A stump question from it. Have you ever thought about making this a career? So have you ever thought about if this gets big enough for you, instead of maybe, I don't know if you have any ambitions for college or any ambitions for a mm-hmm. career, but have you ever thought about this making this your career, or not even just the podcast, but expanding your empire? So whether it be on Twitch, YouTube,
bro, every day,
Instagram,
like a business,
bro, every,
like a business,
every yeah. day, bro.
Make yourself a brand.
I'm not even like, bro, every day, bro. Like, it's not non-stop, because, like, think about it. For me, why would I want to stop? You know what I mean? Like, where is the stop for me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why would I, like, I'm not gonna tell myself I'm gonna stop. Like, bro, like, you can get 1 million subscribers on YouTube. I'm not stopping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, right now, I know that I'm small. You know, I've accepted that. Like, I'm accepted that, I'm not up there with, Joe Rogan, people like that. I've accepted that, right? But, like,
I mean, you're small, but you've had some big guests on. I mean, we're not even gonna no cap. You've had very successful people come onto your podcast, and that's a sign that you're worth their time. So, going back to the guy who hated, or anybody that hates on you in general, if they say it's trash, well, those people obviously didn't think it was, because they took time out of their day to come contribute to your project, your podcast, and that means they thought it was meaningful.
Yeah, like, look, like, think about it. Like, so you say, like, if I ever thought about it as a career, like, bro. Like, why would I not think about it as a career?
Yeah, or maybe even as like a massive side hustle.
Exactly. Not even that, bro. If this is my thing, this is my thing. You know what I mean?
Passive income from this.
There's money out of this. You know what I mean? Like, there's money in it, and I'm not even, okay, I'm gonna keep it 100. I look at the money. You know what I mean? Whatever comes out.
Everyone likes money. You know.
Yeah. No. Like,
you don't let it continue.
These guys are gonna tell, like, these guys will tell you, like, oh, I don't do it for the money. I don't look at the money. You have to, like, bro, you can't tell me that there's these YouTubers that'll be like, oh, it's I don't ever look at that. But you wouldn't be going, you know, if you're not ever thinking about making this your job. You know what I mean?
I think it's the quantity of achievements that you're getting from it, you know, like the money won't necessarily be the achievement.
And there is, yeah, it's not an achievement. Like, bro, if you're, but it's, if you're dripping off money, you're getting,
you know,
nowhere.
Comes with it.
Getting nowhere, you know?
I think it's different for everybody. Some people chase money. Like, we talked about this, our younger generation, our generation. A lot of them are like, I'm in my bag. I'm chasing only the bag.
Yeah.
And they'll drop everybody around them. And then there's some people like you or me, or us even, where we did this because we were passionate, or we found it. There's something we wanted to help people with, and we wanted to enjoy our time. And if money comes with it, that's obviously advantageous for us, because it gives us opportunities to go after our dreams or bigger things we want to do, you know?
Exactly. And you have to look at it from two different standpoints. It's from the entertainment value standpoint and from the business standpoint. There's, think about it, you're like, I was chasing endorsements at one time, because I want that, you know. I'm looking at my viewership and my money count every day. You have to look at it as a business standpoint at some point, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm thinking about I'm
kind of like
thinking
a plant,
about dropping
a
merch
tree.
Once I hit as I said, like, there's no stopping, but like, I have goals, you know what I mean? Like, I have goals on TikTok, I have goals on YouTube, and at some point there is a point where I want to get monetized on those platforms, you know what I mean? And I've already said that once I hit 10k, I'm gonna be dropping merch on once I hit 10k on TikTok and get some type of money from it, I'm gonna drop merch, you know what I mean?
Exactly. That's what's good.
Yeah. I don't know if Esteban's seen it or is on I'm posting about it. I already have a hoodie and everything. Yeah. And you know what's crazy? I've already got people who want some. That's the craziest part about it. This is from the shortcomings. That's the craziest part about it, bro. The love I've received, I really can't. I didn't think I would get that love. Like,
dedicated, loyal, like, listeners.
Yeah, you know? Bro. Like, personally, I don't even think I don't know where it's come from. I don't know if I deserve it. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm really thinking about it from whenever I started, I was like, bro, you know why? You know what I mean? Like, why am I getting this? You know what I mean? It's the craziest part, and that's why I'm not stopping ever.
Yeah. All right. Beautiful conversation we're having. I'm sorry to interrupt it for all our beautiful viewers out there. But we'll be right back after this ad.
All right, we're back. And Yusuf, you want to ask your other question?
Yeah, for sure. Adi, this question is going to be a little bit deeper, so you can go into as much depth as you want. The question goes as following. What is your definition of success? Do you think you will reach it, or do you think you have reached it? And if so, like, if you think you have reached it or you are going to reach it, what do you think your success is going to be? So what do you think your prize or your success is going to be to you? Because everybody has a different, like, you know, value of success.
Well, the goal is to reach it, of course, but I don't think I've reached it yet, because I think there's success is, like, that's a great question, by the way. Success, I would say, is that point where you don't, as we said, you don't stop. For me, I'm not stopping, right? But it's that point where you can kind of say that you made, you know, you can like kind of look outside of yourself in a way, you know what I mean? You have to be, first of all, you have to be kind of selfish at the start, right? You have to look for the better good of yourself, like, you know, you have to better yourself. But once you make it, once you reach that success, I think that's when you have to become selfless, and that's, you know, whether that's giving back, stuff like that. So once you're in a position to do that, I think that's when you can say you've succeeded in what you're trying to do.
I mean, I think of it like, I said this once, I think already. So for example, an actor, their success point is getting an Oscar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Suppose they get in an incident, they die. They don't get there.
Mm-hmm.
They never reach that satisfaction point of getting their Oscar and getting that success. So if you have success at a checkpoint, then you're never gonna really truly be satisfied. Now, some people say that you should never constantly be satisfied, because then you're never gonna be hungry for more and you're gonna be in your comfort zone.
Exactly.
But I think it's important to constantly believe that you're succeeding every day at whatever you're doing, at whatever craft you're trying to perfect. Because you know, the unexpected, you know, happens. So
yeah,
I believe that you're the best every day.
I think we're looking at it from like an actual like something that you actually obtain.
For me, success is just happiness. happiness, yeah. peaceful, yeah, peace at the end of mind. Day,
you have to be happy with what you're doing. And of course,
that is with yourself, you know, like be happy with both yourself, what you're doing, and you know, mm-hmm. you really only live one life. And so if you live your life hating people, being mean to people, you know, not mm-hmm. contributing to society, then you really, I mean, you don't leave a legacy, and not leaving a legacy means you really lived a kind of meaningless life. Life is meant for you to live for yourself, but mm-hmm. you don't want to be too selfish. You don't want to make it where it's just you, as if you're the only person on this planet. There's other people, and you know, helping people and being, you know, a good part of society, even if you're not going to go out and help, like with your own hands, being a good part of society, and just, you know, giving a smile to a random person whenever you walk is good. And then finding your own happiness, being content with yourself and at peace at mind, is quite possibly my definition. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. It's when you reach really a peak in your life, is when you can look around and you can say, I'm happy with myself, I'm content with myself, and I think I've reached my success point. You know what I mean? Even mm-hmm. if you could be dirt poor, and yeah. still be at your success point because you're content with where you are and who you are, you know?
That's an interesting way to look at it. I could see that actually, but that's interesting. Maybe that's like far off from what I was going on, but that's actually a great way to look at that. I think you really have to be happy with yourself. You really just have to be the person that you can't want anything, you know what I mean? Like you can want something, but you can't wish to be having something else, you know? You can't wish to be someone else other than yourself. That, you know what I mean? Of course you want to be better at whatever you're doing if you're not the greatest, you know what I mean? The goal is to be the greatest at whatever you do, but if you know, but if you're happy with yourself, then you've made it, you know what I mean? If you look at yourself and say, like, you know, I'm happy with, you know, what I am, what I've done to get to this point or where I am right now. You can't wish to be someone else, you know what I mean? You can't wish to have something that you don't have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we all want what we can't have.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Esteban, now, you know, your question, go ahead.
Yeah, so this is a little more, probably not so. So how did you come through to get all these guests on? What was your strategy?
Oh, okay. Basically, well, it's really simple in a way, and it's literally just Instagram. because you can go through the Instagram accounts and DM them, and I'll DM NFL players, and I've had four NFL players. Four right now, because Chan and Harry made the NFL this year, so that's four NFL players. I'm looking to get into NBA sometime. That would be interesting, but I'm not educated in NBA. But TikTok, I'm like, there should be some TikTokers that will come on my page who I like, you know, have great connections.
Yeah, we got a few of those.
Really?
In mind, yeah, a lot. Or a lot that I already said, yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, like, the social media, like, on it's such a big tool, you know?
I think my highest, the most followers anyone's had with all my channel was DJ Hunts with 2.4 million on TikTok. He's been on my page. He was on one of my episodes. Y'all want to hear one of the biggest mistakes I made? One of the biggest mistakes I made is I had this guy who had 600K on TikTok, and I was a guest. One of my guests left on one of my episodes. I wasn't able to get a guest on, and the one guy that I had was this guy from 600K gas station story times on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Taz, right? He knows stuff about NFL, right? But it's not something he makes content about, right? And it's clearly not what he was comfortable. So I had him on that show, hoping I could maybe get more viewers, something like whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe be able to market that better, you know. But that was complete flop, bro. The podcast still did good, but I really regret that because I feel like I could have made a better episode with him
himself, you know what I mean? I think that's just one of those moments where, now looking back, that's just a learning experience. I think he may have hit a million already, but that's one of those moments that I kind of do think I messed up. But then there's these guys that I meet, and again, all my my strategy to get these guys on are the same, Instagram. But then there's OG the Beast. I built a connection with him that's really strong. He's at 200K. He's at 200K. So I think this, like, you know, interacting with these guys is just amazing. And once you get that interaction going, it becomes more than just the podcast. You know, I'll literally talk to some of the guys that have been on my channel on a personal level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But another way that I'm looking to, okay, this is actually one of the more fun ways to connect with people, and it's this app that I use, and it's basically where you like play with athletes, whatever, right? And basically, like, I'm looking to get something set up from a guy I met yesterday, and he's an LSU defensive end. And I think that's a great way to interact with anyone, whether or not you have a podcast, whatever, right? If you're trying to invite someone onto, it's just fun, you know what I mean?
What's it called?
So, yeah, I mean, talking is like, I mean, if you think about it, talking is the biggest way humans, like, you know, us humans, you know, communicate. Yeah. So it's the best way to get to know people, and the best way to know, you know, get your resources. And even if you don't want to be famous, even if they're not famous, or even if they're famous, talking kind of, you know, when you talk to someone, it's no longer about the status quo. You're no longer applying by, I have 2 million followers, I have 10. I have 3 million, you have 1,000. You have 100,000, yeah. I have 4 million. You know, talking becomes, when it comes to a personal level, and even just talking in general, you exactly. get down to the level of, you know, just two normal humans, and it's almost as if the status quo, which the world has put in place, is completely shattered, you know?
And there's a reason I respect people who are, and this is actually going to be an episode with a guy who I've connected on a personal level with. His name's Chill Takes. He's going to be coming on my podcast. He has 6,000, I think? Yeah, 6,000 on TikTok, but he does not care. He just, like, he said, like, he'll say, like, I'm still on the grind, you know, but I really don't. I look at this, but, like, you know, I respect people who look at followers as people, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Rather than a number.
Capital. And, a lot of people look at their followers as capital. Like,
yeah.
Some people actually get so big-headed. It's like the people that follow them no longer are fans or people, but money. Like, exactly. Like you said, numbers. They're like, whenever a fan is like, could you please sign this? Is like, no, you're nothing but a number to exactly. me. And like, whenever they say, I'm going to stop being your fan, they're like, okay, and I don't care. I have like 1 million more.
Yeah, those people are too ego-centered.
Yeah. And this is the crazy part. The guy that I was talking about at the start, Frank Michael Smith, that's exactly how this all started. Dave was asking him to come on the podcast, and he asked him for a bag. Dave said he's 15, I can't pay you, stuff like that, right, whatever. He declined at that point. But he's now saying stuff like, talk to me whenever we play in the same league, basically implying that he's better than me just because he has more followers.
You know, I mean, I can put my 50 cents in this.
Yep.
Do you want me to keep going, or do you want me to put my 50 cents real quick?
I'll just say this, but I'm basically done. Sure. It's just the fact that, like, there's some people who, like, look at, and as I said, they just look at followers as a number. There was another guy that I don't have too much respect for on TikTok, because this guy literally went to, oh no, my light, okay. He literally went onto my page, said some stuff, whatever. But then my friend hit him, or was in his comment section, he said something, and my friend doesn't have any videos on TikTok. This guy literally said, I have 4,000 followers, you have 17. And the guy doesn't even have a video on his page. Like, it's the craziest view. Like, why you, that makes, you know how dumb you look? Like, if you say that, yeah. Like, and you have, and you're talking to a guy who has no follow or no videos on your page, like, dude, that's, like, I don't
see,
guys.
Yeah, same honest, all those respect for these people. About the back thing, when he asked, like, Dave to pay him, a quick thing about that. If you want to force someone or ask someone for money for your time, sure. But then to diss them afterwards when they say, I don't want to pay, is like disrespectful because I mean, they ask whenever you come on a show, whether they're big or not, you get a chance of a new audience, you know, whether even if it's just 100 people, that's a new audience, it's new people for you. And if it's a big channel, it's new audience for you. Now, if you want to make people pay for your time, that's no problem for you. I mean, go ahead. It's business. I mean, at this point, this podcast like these and stuff like that, when you're inviting people and just like stuff in general, like pro sports and other things, it starts becoming more of a business rather than a poor man's sport or just a, you know, something, even if you're passionate about it, rather than that, it starts becoming a business and a corporation. Corporations get involved and so on and so forth. Yeah, if you want to charge people for it, sure. But then like, go for it. Even I don't respect that because I mean, helping someone out that's smaller than you is obviously giving back to the community. And even if you're not going to make any few bucks off of it, I think it's fine if you're helping people become bigger. I mean, the goal with this podcast is if we ever actually get big, we would love to interact with smaller creators to, you know, put their name out there because everybody has something interesting to say. And a lot of people give up because they just can't get their voice out there because, you know, people just aren't giving them a chance or they don't have the resources for it. So, you know, helping people, giving back by being on there for free is something, but charge people for you if you want, I don't care. But then if someone says, I don't want to pay and they respectfully decline and you go back and you're like, oh, wow, well, if you ever ask for a collab and you don't pay me, that's a waste of my time and it's disrespectful. At that point, you're boosting yourself beyond places you're not supposed to boost yourself in because the person wasn't wasting your time. They were asking respectfully. And when you decline, they said, okay, that's fine. And dissing on them behind their back or even on like live or a story or a comment, there's no need for that. There's no need for backbiting, especially if you consider yourself bigger than this person, then there's no need to interact with someone smaller than you because if you're bigger, as you so say, then I mean you shouldn't even care about the small fries, you know what I mean? So yeah. I mean, and I think at that point that just becomes you wanting to be a bully, you wanting to make yourself seem like you're more important than you are.
They act all bossy, you know, because there's a difference between being a boss and a leader. A boss, a boss, you have the people in front of you. A leader, you have the people behind you following you, right? Yeah. You lead. A leader leads. A boss just blindly lets their pawns do whatever they want. They give away.
I don't even mean to get into like that whole situation. It's just funny to me. It's, you know, at the end of the day, I look at it as a comedic event that takes place because my whole goal is not gonna be to like mess around and like keep
For the person, whoever this, I don't know if you mentioned their name or TikTok or not, we're not starting beef, neither this podcast nor his podcast. We're just bringing up an event that happened, and we're not hating on you either. We're bringing up a widespread of like events or a trope of people, as they say, that does this stuff. This is a wide range. Don't come as if like we came for you personally. We don't want beef, honestly. We don't do that stuff.
Trust me.
Podcast is
specifically no one is help us and stuff like that. No one's gonna be coming after y'all guys. Like, hey, is that guy comes after you? He does not have any problems with y'all. Problems with me, he has a problem with like y'all, that's dumb at that point. And I don't mean, and again, I was gonna say, I don't really mean to like get onto that too much. It's just funny to me at the end of the day, you know what I mean?
Just
an event, as you said, it's an event, you know. And it was talking about the moment, or it was, you know, a situation that we brought up at the right time, a question you asked me, that's all it is. And but yeah, but I think that's just, you have to look at a community. And there's a guy that I rock with, Sneaky G-Man. He's a guy that I'm really good with, you know, I'm good friends with. He's probably running a podcast today. And his community is one of the best. And he is a great example of how to build a community. He'll let people into his stream, and he's more about the who he meets, you know. And that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, you know, it's not about how many people you have; it's about who you meet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, how you treat, like, even if you have like nobody like following you, like
exactly
you. Like I see like some of the smallest music creators and stuff having and on Discord and interacting with them. And
exactly. Yep.
In Zoom and stuff, you know.
Yeah, and That's a goal at the end of the day, is just to have a community. My goal is not to better for myself. It's gonna be, you know, I want to be at some point where people want to be around me, but I want to be around them. You know what I mean? I want to meet all those guys. I want them to know who I am, but I want to know who they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't change the people around you, but you can change who you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful episode, guys. Love the talks. We loved having you on, Adi. Honestly, it was an amazing experience to have you on.
Yeah, very good talks. Any last things you want
to... again, thanks for having me on the show, guys. It's an actual pleasure to be on y'all's show.
Because, and we're definitely going to come again sometime.
Yeah, you're definitely coming back on here. A lot of people will be
here. As well as Dave. Sure. Everyone will come.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I love working with y'all in the long run. I love having y'all on my show sometime as well. I love having y'all on my show sometime as well.
Let's do it. We'd love that.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll look into that because I have nothing going on during the summer because COVID is still going on for that. So yeah, we gotta link up sometime on my show and do some there. But yeah, again, thanks for having me on the show again. Y'all would be down to do a second episode, as we all said.
Yeah,
for sure. It was a great experience, great talking to y'all guys. And yeah,
me too. Well, for all our creative minds out there, keep imagining, keep creating, and me and Esteban, we'll see you on the next one.
See ya.